The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
This episode was brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Maybe you're going through, dare I say, menopause or perimenopause. If so, my guess is you're having a hard time finding comfort in your body. I have just the thing that really works. Hormone Harmony has become an absolute phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. It is the craziest statistic. Enter Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony. They're dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make zero compromise when it comes to quality, and it really does show. What I love is that Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called aptogens, which basically do exactly what it sounds like. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So if you're struggling with hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating, gas, and no desire to be next to someone in bed, if you catch my drift, Hormone Harmony can really help with all these things. The best part, especially if you're listening and thinking to yourself, this is all great, but I'm not going through menopause yet. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause, but for women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances. The biggest benefit of all is really truly feeling like yourself again. In fact, it's the main takeaway women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 160,000 reviews, to be exact. Okay, for our Lipstick on the Rim audience, we have a limited time 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I don't know if people know this about me. Besides Amisha. I didn't meet Stuber until... When did I meet Stuber? Like when I was 38.
37, 38? Yeah.
Yeah. I actually met our next guest sitting in front of me before I met Stuber.
We were a thing.
We were a thing. This is pre-Stuber. This is pre-babies. This is pre-fertility problems. This was a girl playing pregnant on a TV show called Las Vegas, and all of a sudden, tick tock, someone wanted a baby. You guys, I'm so excited to introduce you to one of my all-time faves doctor, still a friend, well, now in the family. He's an incredible reproductive endocrinologist and fertility specialist. He helped me get my babies. Like I always say, everybody will get their baby one way or the other. Dr. Shaheen Gadir, you are amazing. As I mentioned, you are instrumental. I now have three children. I mean, they're incredible. I mean, for the most part. But we're going to get into it. We're going to get into optimizing fertility health, infertility prevention. This is such a big topic. This is for the girls out there that are coming out of college, in their 30s, in their 40s. It's very important. And Shaheen is He is my go-to. You're going to have show notes. You're going to know where to find him. He has an incredible podcast, Instagram. Dr. Shaheen Gadir, I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to put this out there from the beginning that Molly has been so incredibly instrumental with her voice and her audience to bring the area of infertility to people's radar, because this wasn't so talked about when you and I were a thing and when we just met each other.
I mean,
like, I was young.
She was young. I was younger. So, okay, we're just going to paint the picture. I'm 35. I'm feeling pretty good. Still doing Sports Illustrated. I was modeling a little bit, but I was still in the show. Hadn't met my prince. Was kind of unhappy. Yeah, I was unhappy. Wasn't I unhappy? Yeah.
I think you were
very unhappy.
I appreciate it.
Let me just paint the picture. You were unhappy. You were. Okay. You knew what you wanted.
I was unhappy. I was like dead single. I think where I was, not being with anyone, turning 35, it just like kind of all swirled together. So Dr. Hukaka, who is my OB, is everybody's OB, but I found her first. Michelle was like, go see Shaheen. And, you know, there's this thing, they're starting to do like, you know, freezing your eggs and the whole thing. And I was like, okay. Like, she's like, just go see him. Well, that was it. I didn't know who Shaheen Gadir was. So I get there. He takes me into his office. And all of a sudden, do you remember when you're like, you turn and you start fucking typing and you're like, yeah, don't worry. We can find you. We can go in the cryobank and find you a sperm. I'm like, what the? No, all I wanted to do was talk about freezing my eggs.
Well, I think that we have to we talk about everything when people walk in. And I just remember, this is one thorough bitch in front of me. Like, she wants to know everything, and she does her research. So I want to tell you, after Molly came to me, because she is so thorough in figuring things out for herself and such a smart and resourceful person, she has been the biggest source of patience to me than any other patient I ever had. And everyone who came to me said the same thing. Oh, if Molly's done her research, I know that you're the man, or I know that this is the right place.
Well, you were an incredible doctor as well.
Well, thank you. I mean, I really appreciate that. But
you've
again,
helped a lot of my friends. You've helped a lot of people. And I think, listen, the reason why I wanted to have Shaheen on, I mean, he's a really good personal friend, but also, you know, when women will ask me, now I have young girls ask me, should I freeze my eggs? Should I freeze embryos? I say yes.
Of course.
And I mean, we're going to get into it.
And we didn't have these challenges. You know, there were a lot of challenges then.
A lot of challenges.
Like
we
the
didn't
science,
actually...
it was the newest thing that just came out. Well, we didn't know if it's going to work great. I mean, now we've passed a lot of those things.
I mean, what was great, I mean, listen, even though I didn't speak to him for 2 years because I wanted to kill him and murder him when he said, I'll find you a husband. I'm like, have you seen this face? I think I can still get, somebody's going to marry me.
Happiest day of my life when she said she's engaged. One big thing off my shoulders. Thank you, Stuber.
Thank you. But at the time, you know, what he was trying to explain to me, listen, if you really want a baby, embryos is your better bet. If you're going to Vegas and you're betting. And I'm like, I know, but I didn't, you know, freezing of the eggs. This was what, 12 plus years ago?
Yeah, that's when egg freezing had just come out for a couple of years. And we were concerned, like, you know, two people had come back to use their eggs at that time. And sometimes they weren't going so well. So embryos we had been doing for a long time. And that's why I really encouraged people to have an excellent outcome was to do embryo freezing. But now the world has changed.
Okay, let's walk us through it.
Yes.
Infertility, huge topic. You want to start a family, but you're having concerns. Where do you start? Do you want to start in your 20s, 30s? How do you want to do it?
The earlier you start, the better off you are.
Okay.
So, you know, you're walking it at the age of 25 to your OBGYN doctor. She's not going to bring it up. So you got to be aware of this and your own goals. Like, some people know exactly what they're going to do in life. You know, you're going to be on the path to... The one I have the most is lawyers, because they know they're going to go to law school, then they have to study for the bar, then they're going to have to kill themselves in some firm before they move up. And they know that they need to freeze their eggs because they're not going to be having kids in the middle of
And
this.
Talk about the process of freezing your eggs, because I think a lot of women are like, oh my God, I can't do this. It's 12 days.
People don't understand how easy it is. So 99% of my patients afterwards have said to me, it was so much easier than I ever thought it was going to be. So just to back up a little bit, very simple. You do not need a referral. You do not need to beg your doctor to send you to a fertility specialist. You can find a good one. There's a great ones. We're happy to help wherever we can. Have people coming to us from all over the country now, thank God. You do a consultation. Consultations are easy now. 95% of my patients are still doing, because of the pandemic and what we've learned, easy from their office, from their desk, from their home, a consultation, and don't have to drive to the other side of town to come and see us. So it's easy. You do a consultation and then we'll go through A through Z with you. So let's say we figured that out. Then we want a simple blood test and maybe an ultrasound to see how fertile you are. There's a blood test called AMH, anti-malarian hormone. This hormone is secreted from the eggs in your body. So when we check your blood on any day of the month, doesn't matter if you're on birth control or not, does not matter at all. At that time, we're going to see if you've got a lot of AMH, you've got a lot of eggs. If your AMH is low, you've got low eggs.
And tell everybody, you are born with the amount of eggs.
You are born. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's so good.
Thanks, Sue.
You are born with the number of eggs. Women are born the day you are born. Those are the eggs that you're going to have for the rest of your body. By the time you are born, you have 2 million eggs. In utero, when you're inside of the uterus, you have about 20 million. So by the time you're born, it goes down to 2 million. By the time you get your first period at the age of 12 or 13, those eggs have gone down to about 430,000.
Really?
So they wow. die off very quickly. Every month when you release that one egg of ovulation, you are actually losing about 1,000 eggs that die off in the process of that one egg ovulating. It is not a very efficient system. That's why at the age of around 50, 51, most women in this country go into menopause. And the longer those eggs are in your body, as they age, they also get sticky and they have problems with their DNA. And that's when like chromosomes stick together, like Down syndrome. And those eggs lead to problematic births as well, or not successful, healthy pregnancies at all. So the younger you do this, the better off you are. In your 20s is an ideal, perfect time. But I realize that many people, I've had just very few people in their 20s, but I've had some smart people. When you hit 30, if you are not ready to have kids at the age of 30, and if you have a plan, that's not enough. If you are not ready to start having kids at the age of 30, you need to think ahead. If you are turning 30 and you are about to have a kid, but you want to have 4 kids, you better think ahead. Maybe 3 and 4 may be complicated when you're 38, 40 years old. So these are the things you've got to think about, because now preservation, fertility preservation with either eggs if you're single and waiting for Mr. Right does great. You don't have to make an embryo. Simple. You can make your eggs and come and use them when you need to and hopefully never have to. Right. And if you are in a relationship, sometimes people forget. Just because you are in a relationship, no one is protecting your fertility. So you're not thinking, oh, I'm married. I got married at 28. At 30, you're not really thinking about that. Oh, you're not that single girl that needing to find Mr. Right, but you need to figure out to freeze your embryos with your partner. Because you're going to have the same problem if you're going to want to have kids when you're older. So we freeze eggs and embryos all the time now for people.
Hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and even grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. There is a reason Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've gone through my own hair journey and my hair majorly changed after having my kids. But everyone's root causes for hair thinning is different because there isn't one size fits all approach. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages of life, such as postpartum, menopause, premenopause, or even our different lifestyles like those with plant-based diets. It's really easy to get started. Their website, go to Nutrafol.com. Make sure and take their hair wellness quiz for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes, which is really important. They'll point you towards which formulation is right for you. You just purchase online, no prescription required, free shipping, and automated deliveries to ensure you never miss a day. Then you'll start to see results in about 3 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LIPSTICK. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, Nutrafol.com. Make sure and use promo code LIPSTICK. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK. I'm so excited to talk to you about Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products that truly optimize your life in all ways, from sleeping better to performing better to honestly having more energy, recovery faster, more balanced hormones. I want that. Reduced inflammation and much, much more. Truly, the list is endless. From the blue light glasses and infrared saunas to red light therapy, Bone Charge's products help us effortlessly address the issues we face in our day-to-day lives with maximum impact. Okay, I've tried a bunch of their products now, but my absolute favorite is the red light face mask. You guys know I am a huge believer in red light therapy. I'm still amazed by the advancements in technology we now have to do this kind of thing at home. I've talked about this before, but I've struggled with eczema and acne, and the red light has really helped me with all of that. Plus, I love that it also addresses wrinkles and fine lines, which we all could use. I love how it's made my skin look and feel. Plus, I've been breaking out less, truly. And there's some other less obvious benefits, such as helping sore jaw, migraines, scar tissue, wound healing, relaxation, razor burns, and ingrown facial hair, basically because it boosts collagen and elastin production. It's able to target a multitude of things. I use a mask every day for around 10 to 15 minutes. It's really easy to wear. It's light on the face. It doesn't get too hot. I do well watching TV with the kids, cooking for them, or in bed while I'm looking at email before I go to sleep. Okay, guys, go to bonecharge.com/lipstick. Make sure and use our code lipstick to save 15% off. We got you guys 15% off. Use code lipstick at bonecharge.com. That's bonecharge.com/lipstick. And make sure and get 15% off with code lipstick. I think you guys are going to love this.
This is an important topic, and I want to just jump in it before I forget. When you are looking for a job, be smart. Find the job, okay? Find the job that has great coverage for this.
Yeah. And there are a lot of big companies now that will cover everything Netflix. Like
Netflix,
I think,
amazing.
Amazing,
half
right?
My patients are from Netflix and from Google and from Apple.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Stuber, and we'll talk about that one later. But these companies, thank God.
I know.
They have, you know, Netflix is one of the absolute best, by the way.
Right.
Because you get this card, it's called the Carrot Card, and you can do whatever you want with it. If you are gay, it goes towards your surrogate. If you are lesbian, it goes towards your sperm, frozen sperm. You could use it to anything you want in the world of fertility. And sometimes the coverage is just absolutely amazing.
I think what's also really important, not to interrupt, but is I think a lot of women don't know that. Like, I think that the amount of people I have met who are like, oh, I should check if I have coverage. Like, I have had that conversation so many times. So I think really letting people know, like, yes, when you're looking for a job, but if you already have a job, asking the questions, because I will say that's like the biggest hindrance.
You nailed it. 90% of women that work at Netflix have no idea that they have coverage for fertility, along with all the other employers that give you this kind of amazing coverage.
I know.
So I have some patients have come to me, and then some of them have done incredibly well, and they just like start telling people in their department. The next thing I know all of the ad buying division. The next thing I know all, you know, so one person tells another, but they don't have an event, for example, that brings in a fertility doctor that educates and lectures or some does something like that. And that for me is frustrating now. And we have a very, very hard time. Before the pandemic, the best place we could go was in downtown LA, these law firms that had like thousands of lawyers. They had these female educational forums, and you used to go in and there was a lunch table that had like 300 people. And those were your 300 next patients. So I'm hoping and wanting to learn next about how to do that. That's a big part of kind of my goal for this year. But there's a lot of employers. Make sure you look. If that's something on your radar, it can cost up to $10,000-$15,000. If you have two different jobs to look at the one that has the coverage. It's an important thing to look at and not to ignore.
I mean, again, you don't have to do it at 30. You don't have to do it at 32. You don't have to do it at all. But if you do want, I mean, mine was always, and I said to you, I'm going to do it. I picked a date on my calendar and I'm like, I'm doing it.
I gave you injections in my office. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You did. I'm like, I'm doing it. And then I'd met Scott and then I was like, and oh, don't you remember? I got in the biggest fucking argument with Lauren. She was like, do not tell him what you're doing. I was like, what the fuck? That's like the worst advice ever. Anyway,
Lauren, actually, I think guys would like to know if
Lauren
they're going
and I got
out
into,
with
like,
someone.
A huge, she was like, you're going to scare him away. I'm like, well, I'm doing fertility. Like, I mean, he's probably going to fucking know. That was like the worst advice. I'm calling her about that. Anyway,
I'm going to remind you that advice you gave me 15
years. I'm
going
to remind you about the advice. I remember where I was. I was like pacing and she was like, I wouldn't tell him. I was like, whatever. Anyway,
that just reminded me. when we were at a black tie event and I had to give your shot in the bathroom and someone saw us coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah, they thought we were having sex. We were not. We were not.
Giving her the injection.
You know who it was? It was Reagan's
50th birthday party.
Exactly. Shit. God, I still have that picture you sent me. I love Reagan Silver. No. But this conversation that I had to have with Scott was really hard. I mean, I stressed about it because I was like, listen, a couple of years ago, I saw this mean doctor. And he was like, what? And I was like, I'm just like, I'm going to do it. And I go, I know I've met you, but like, this was, we'd been dating a year or like maybe a little over a year. And I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing it. I was like, you don't have to do it with me. I'm just doing it. Anyway, we ended up doing it. And then I ended up getting pregnant on my honeymoon.
He, by the way, is the biggest trooper ever. Like his, you know, his side job became masturbation in my office. Like,
yeah, exactly.
This was like every time you saw the poor guy,
he's like
walking out of some
porn
room in the back of my office. And he just like, oh God, Gadir. Like him and his friends would see me and run.
Yeah. And it was fun times. It was so sexy. Let me tell you.
Molly and I were both on the older side. I had my first when I was almost 36.
It's called a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah, geriatric pregnancy. It's awesome.
It started geriatric,
by the way. It makes you feel so good. But I think that there is a common misconception, and I've seen it with a friend of mine, a few friends of mine, where they have spent their entire, you know, teenage, 20s, whatever years, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to have any problems because I get my period on time. Like, I've never had issues. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so regular. And, you know, in one particular instance, this person had no concept of where she would be in her fertility, or I should say she was really taken aback because she had had perfect period, so to speak. And she found out that she was like borderline, like there was no eggs. And so she was,
I love this,
significantly sub 40.
So let's just get rid of some myths that are out there. Just because you have a regular period has nothing to do with the number of eggs you have. There are some women that even in their 40s, until they hit menopause, they have perfectly regular periods. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows at the age of 47, you don't have eggs that are going to be viable to do anything with them. So that is a complete myth. And so that, thank you for the first myth we're going to get rid of today, is that just because you have regular periods now, if your periods are getting irregular in your early 40s, and that's another signal that maybe things are going downhill also more rapidly, but it does not necessarily mean that just because you have regular periods, you have excellent fertility. Because 95% of the patients I talk to on a regular basis that are infertility patients in my office have regular periods.
Look at Michelle.
Yeah.
Look at when I brought Michelle into you to see her. She had no idea. You were like, oh boy, you got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you ended up doing the endometriosis surgery, the cyst, like the whole thing. I mean, you helped her ultimately. She did IVF. It didn't work with IVF, but myth or not myth, true or not true. Do you think IVF, even if it doesn't work, because I believe this helped me, even if it doesn't work, it can jumpstart something. True or not true?
No science behind this. I think it's true.
I think it's true.
I think so too.
Misha thinks it's true.
I can't tell you how many patients I had that in my heart of hearts, I'm like, okay, she has like a 7% chance or 12% chance. It didn't work. 2 months later, phone call, I'm pregnant.
Michelle, same thing.
Do you think it's the hormones that you're like, do you think it's a combination of jumpstarting, or do you think it's also kind of like mentally letting go?
So that whole mental aspect of letting it go, it's two sides to it. I do think that if you are so incredibly stressed and obsessed about this, that it can harm you. Mm-hmm. But I also do know that stress alone is not the only reason why everyone is not having a baby. And that comment that people tell you, oh, just relax and you'll get pregnant, never want to say that comment ever again. I mean, that's not a good one. But at the same time, I do think that doing all of these things younger is the mm-hmm. biggest key. So average successful women I'm talking to right now, you have a job and a career and everything, don't meet Mr. Right at the age of 23 anymore. That's not happening. Just not part of our culture anymore. Very few women are meeting Mr. Right at the age of 22, 23 and having kids like our moms did when they were in their mid-20s. And that's why there were no fertility issues then. And sometimes they even did. But in general, that those days are gone. Women are getting, they go to college, they start their career, then they meet Mr. Right, then you take some time to enjoy yourselves as a couple, and then. But 100%, I do think that the fertility treatments for some people wake things up and are just vigilant and ready to go in terms of their own pregnancy. Not for everyone, but I've seen it many, many times.
I'm also going to tell you, for the women on, you know, on the fence of whether to freeze or not freeze, I will tell you, when you're my age and you really want that baby, going through IVF or going through some type of freezing is a lot easier if you're not expecting that baby 4 weeks later. Mm-hmm. It is a lot easier mentally to go through the freezing process, whether it's eggs or embryos, when you're not having the pressure of putting it back in. Meaning that it does, you know, everything becomes heightened when you're like where I was. I was almost 40.
Let me just clarify for someone who may not understand that. Okay. So Molly's saying, like, if you are coming because you're an infertile couple, taking eggs out, making embryos, and a month later, we got to take those embryos and put it back in you, it's a little bit different than if you're coming in just to freeze those eggs at your own will for your own benefit and insurance in the future.
And it's also easier on your body, right?
Well, yeah, 100%. And the thing is, though, now, if you're doing this at the right time of age of like 30, you're going to have a great number of eggs. You're going to have great quality eggs. And those eggs is a very good chance with the science we have now and the fact that people are doing it younger, that when they do hit 35, 38, 39, 40, they're going to do much, much better.
And what does an average 30-year-old in terms of like her follicle count or egg count, like what would you expect to get?
I mean, I think an average healthy person around that age is going to get maybe around 20 eggs, which is excellent.
Yeah.
But I do want to be very cognizant of something. There are, all the studies have shown that egg reserves begin to decline 26, 27, 28, around then, average. We have had people that have come into the office 30, 31, 32 to do this for all the right reasons, and wow, their egg reserve is already really declined. So that's why I think it's incredibly important sometime in your 20s, when you're going in for your annual checkup with your gynecologist, to add on one blood test called an AMH and see how it's doing. And if it's kind of moving down a little, maybe you do it again the next year to see what's going on. Or this should be the wake-up call of, oh, I maybe don't have the best fertility. I need to do this a little earlier than others.
And listen, this isn't a fear-based episode. This is an episode to teach you
To help you.
To help you. This is, you know, again, everyone makes their own decisions. Look, I went in at 35. I didn't see him again until I was 38, 39. So, you know, to get your head around something takes, I'm just saying, the science is incredible where we have come.
Absolutely.
I think it's also, you know, I'm going to throw it out there. Maybe this is like the wrong analogy, but I do think that like girls in their 20s now, everybody's into baby Botox, preventative Botox, right? They're like, start earlier and you have like your muscle movements minimized if you're going in at that baby Botox. This is like the body version, your baby version of the baby Botox. Like, and I know that sounds a little messed up, but I think that like it's preventative. And this is, look at it as a preventative measure, right? Like you're insuring yourself in a way that's, I think you can psych yourself out a lot about it. And I mean, I went through IVF for different reasons. I wanted to have a boy. And
she did.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. No, no.
It was I had two girls and I was like, you know what? Like our life is so wonderful with these two girls. If I am going to go for a third, the odds are I'm going to have a third girl. So let's just go for it. We had wonderful insurance that allowed us to. I had a wonderful egg reserve. And this is like a, you know, in some ways it's like, oh, look at this. Like I was probably 39. And I remember I got 22 eggs, I think 18 fertilized. And then I ended up with like five that were good to go. We had two boys, three girls. We transferred two boys in separate times. Neither took. The month after, this bitch is pregnant naturally with her third girl. God was like, God was showing me the middle finger and going, you want to try to control shit? So anyhow, to me, it was an incredible exercise, though, too, to understand what so many women are going through, because it is a journey, right? And I think And I preface it by wanting to be sensitive. I didn't have a fertility issue. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that. But it really made me empathetic towards women going through it, because at that moment in time, I remember being like, I want this baby so badly. Like, this is my baby that I'm waiting for. And it was so disappointing when neither took.
Yeah, I know. My oldest is almost 15. First time we got pregnant, no problem. My wife was in her early 20s. The second time we wanted to have a baby, we got pregnant and again the first time we tried, and then had a miscarriage at around 10 weeks, and then did not get pregnant for almost 2 years. And we did like 6 months of IUIs and it didn't work. And we're like, okay, enough. And
what an IUI is?
So an IUI is when you just take intrauterine insemination. So you take the sperm and you wash it up at the right time of the month and put it in to the cervix up into the uterus and pray that the egg and the sperm meet. Didn't happen. So we decided to do IVF. And last week we decided, you know what, we're going to actually put back 2 embryos. We were very lucky enough to make a bunch of healthy embryos. Jessica was in her mid-20s, and we put a boy and a girl, and they both took. And at Molly's wedding, Jessica was like 8 months pregnant. And they just turned 12. That's always how I know how many years you've been married, is Miles and Sophie's age.
I know.
And we decided, okay, we want a fourth. And a few years later, we put a male so we can have 2 boys and 2 girls. And it didn't take. And like a month or two later, Jessica's like, I think I'm pregnant. And she was pregnant. And of course, it turned out to be Charlotte, a girl. Everything happens for a reason.
I know.
We were talking about how her name had to do with you the other day. Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, I've seen him almost pale, throwing up, crying. I think I miscarried both. Remember?
Yeah.
Brooks was a twin. Remember that? I thought Scott was going to fucking fall off. Like, when you were like, oh my God, I was like, oh my Lord and Taylor, what is happening?
It's really weird, the plan that's up there for us all.
I know.
Like, as a fertility, I mean, my wife was in her 20s and she had a miscarriage and she had a failed embryo transfer and then a spontaneous pregnancy after IVF. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, I talk about these things, and we always did. 13 years ago when we did IVF, no one was talking about it.
I mean, literally, I think that's why we're so close too, because besides Emma Show, I didn't have anybody to talk about it with.
No one would talk about it.
No one. It was like a dirty little secret.
We would
be
at
really
a wedding, and I would see Jessica on the other corner of like the wedding hall talking to someone. I'm like, oh, someone's asking her questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that we've been open, thank God people are open about it now, but there's still people that aren't. It's sad. But overall, though, it's much better. People are open, giving their stories. It has helped so much. So many people, celebrities, have talked about their fertility journeys. It has only helped. I don't know if they understand how much this has helped. The other day, I saw Kim Kardashian's mom at an event, and I was telling Chris, I was like, I just want you to tell your daughters the fact that they've been so open about this has really helped the entire world.
I know.
So, you know, I commend people that have, and that's why I commend Molly, because she was always so helpful to her friends and talking about it to everyone, giving advice, telling people, like, what are you doing? You know, like, you need to go freeze your eggs.
I have a great story that I have to share. Molly and I are sitting at the Mercer Kitchen in Soho together, just the two of us, tucked away. This was before it was Sartiano. So this is years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And next to us is a mom and her daughter, an older mom, and her daughter was, you know, clearly like in her 20s or early 30s. And I honestly can't remember how the conversation started, but somehow or another, Molly got wind that this girl was either having fertility issues or wanting to freeze her eggs. I can't remember. This was a long time ago. This was over 10 years ago. And within 5 minutes, Molly is having a heart-to-heart with her. She's giving her her personal cell phone number, okay? And I'm like, dude, this person could be a lunatic. And she was referring her to you, Dr. Gadir. She was referring her to you. And it was like a random person sitting at the Mercer Kitchen. And, you know, that is who she has always been.
Because she's an amazing person, mm-hmm. and she's a connector, and she goes out of her way to help people, and it has all come back to her. Because thank God, life has been good.
Yeah, I agree.
Life has been blessed. And I love people that we have similar personality that way. I've go out of my way, and I love helping people because I feel so good about it afterwards as well.
Totally.
So it's, you know, it's wonderful. And just being able to get the message out. I do want to talk a little bit about the process, because I think, so But I'm happy to follow your lead. I just want to make sure we're going to talk about that.
Do the process, and then I want to ask you within that process, talk about supplements, acupuncture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to get there. Okay, so if you have that there, make sure we don't forget. But yes. So we were talking about this like 30 minutes ago. You do a consultation. It could be virtual. Usually after that, we bring you in to do some simple blood tests. You get a call from me and we go over everything and how we think you did and what you need to do moving forward. And that's usually great. When the whole process begins with your period. So you call us the day of your period, and then we get you in a day or two later. After that day or two, you usually, there's two tracks. We either put you on a birth control pill for a week or so just to stop your cycle. We don't want you to go into that ovulation cycle. Usually it's about 7 or 10 days. Or if you're ready, you've done all your paperwork, you have all your medications ready, we just go right into the medications. And like Molly said, they're about 10 to 12 days of injections. They are tiny little needles. You know, I used to say it's like an insulin needle, but the other day my wife was trying to tell someone and she's like, it's just like the Ozempic needle.
Don't worry. It's just the Ozempic. It's really thin.
And half this country is injecting themselves anyways with Ozempic now, so it's fine. You should be fine.
So it's a, and you know what? I'm all about Ozempic. If you're overweight, it is better to be a normal weight. The side effects of it and what it does negative-wise are limited, and it actually is a huge benefit for fertility.
We had Dr. Ali Abadi on. She was amazing, and she kind of, we had this like whole debunking, like, you know, and she was so incredible. She helps women with PCOS, with endometriosis. Like, she's a big,
she's amazing. She started a website called Trimly, and I've been a guest on it many times, recording for them and doing things about fertility. It's an entire website to help people lose weight. Trimly is amazing. If you are struggling with weight loss, they have programs to help you. If you do have polycystic ovarian syndrome or are overweight and have any difficulty with pregnancy, because we all know as weight goes up, your fertility goes down.
I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. It throws, so all of the fat on your body that's called adipose tissue produces excessive amounts of estrogen. The estrogen throws off your entire cycle. Your insulin stops working really well. Testosterone binds the insulin receptors, and that's why women with polycystic ovarian syndrome have a lot of hair growth on their chin and on their body. That's why they start to get male pattern baldness. That's why they have excessive acne. So all of these things is like this vicious cycle that makes your fertility worse and worse and worse. And the one and most important and hardest thing you can do to improve it is weight loss.
That's a good tip.
Right.
Okay, so keep going.
The Ozempic needle is very tiny, as are the needles that we use for these injections. The needles are very, very small. We get lots of calls saying, I'm not sure if I'm getting the medicine because the needle's so tiny. That's like more common. And then I usually tell them, well, your eggs are growing and your estrogen is going up. So you're getting it and you're fine. So don't worry about that. But it's 10 to 12 days. And during those 10 to 12 days, maybe 3, maybe 4 times, you have to come into the office for an ultrasound and a blood test. And you can do them in any of our clinics or wherever your doctor sends you, you could do it. And then you're ready to have your eggs come out. That day, you're going to show up to a surgery center that is attached to an IVF laboratory. The anesthesia team, they start a little IV. In the IV, they give you a little bit of propofol or sedation medicine. You fall asleep for like 5-10 minutes. You wake up and it's all done. And the ultrasound is placed while you're asleep with a special little needle at the tip. No one's cutting your body. No one's sewing your body. It's a simple little needle that helps retrieve these eggs, and then you're done.
I know. It's very simple.
It's so simple that it's scary that people are afraid of it.
I know. That's why I wanted to have you on.
Thank you.
I've recently been back into smoothies. I sometimes ebb and flow with them, but I'm back on my kick, and you guys know I swear by clean, simple eats when it comes to protein powder. Especially if you're drinking a smoothie more than meal replacement, you definitely need to add in that extra protein. I usually find that protein powder is kind of chalky and has that like aftertaste. But what I love about clean, simple eats, it's smooth, it's creamy, and there's no chalkiness whatsoever. Their simple vanilla is my absolute favorite. I'm a vanilla girl, yes, through and through. It literally tastes like vanilla ice cream or like a vanilla milkshake. Yes, I have a little Grace Stuber in me. And it's genuinely one of the better protein powders that I've had. I've been adding a morning shake with almond milk, oat milk, almond butter, a little bit of frozen banana, a handful of ice, a little bit of chia seeds. It's so good. I've been giving it to Gray too. He's obsessed. He has no idea that it's not a vanilla milkshake. And I'm not planning on telling him anytime soon. They have 26 delicious flavors, white chocolate peppermint, eggnog flavor, cake batter, you name it, they have it. They have a delicious chocolate. Their simple vanilla is my absolute favorite. One of the things I love about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Plus, they are a female-founded and owned business, and you know I am always in to support that. Visit cleansimpleeats.com. Make sure and use our code LIPSTICK10. We got you guys 10% off your order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, LIPSTICK10 for 10% off your order. If you guys haven't checked out our episode with Yola Robert yet, it is an absolute must. She's an amazing nutritionist and integrative health coach, and she has completely changed our home. Think of her as the home edit, but for toxic things. Her whole thing is around living a low toxic life, because living a non-toxic life, it's actually impossible. She spent hours upon hours in my pantry and kitchen getting rid of all the products and brands we had on hand that simply just really weren't good for us. She's given me a list of all the products to swap out and some suggestions to swap in. Luckily, one of the brands I was already using and one she absolutely loves and swears by is Branch Basics. It is an incredible line of all natural cleaning products that's non-toxic, hyperallergenic, free of fragrance, hormone disruptors, harmful preservatives, and it's baby, kid, and pet safe. Plus, it's also clean and cost effective. Oh, and if you have eczema like we do in our household, you have to make this switch. Their premium starter kit will provide you with everything you need to replace all your toxic cleaning products in your home. That's what we started with, and it was the best decision we ever made. Beyond the obvious, what makes them even greater is their refill model. So once you run out, the only thing you need to repurchase is the concentrate and oxygen boost. I'm obsessed with all their products. I love how multi-purposeful they are. We use them for our laundry, as stain removers, for pots and pans, tile and grout, to clean our showers and carpets, literally everything. Save 15% off on your starter kit on their new hand soap when you use code LIPSTICK on the rim. That's www.branchbasics.com. Again, that is code LIPSTICK on the rim for 15% off when you purchase a starter kit or their new gel hand soap, which is amazing.
Talk about, okay, whether you're trying to have a baby or thinking about in 5 years, 10 years to have a family, acupuncture, supplements, are there anything women, is there anything women can do? I mean, I still see Dr. Jing, where you sent me 100 years ago. Dr. Jing is over on Bundy. She doesn't take new clients, and you could probably use my name and get in, but she's amazing. And I did the herbs and drank the witch's brew that was so disgusting that's like mud. I don't know. I felt like it helped.
Because of Molly, I always tell people, you need to go to acupuncture and drink their mud. I just remember the first time she said that. Then I remember going to the acupuncturist once, and I said, I don't sleep well. And she gave me these drinks. I'm like, I'm drinking the mud. So thank you about that.
Super goes to her. She gave him the mud.
The mud?
Yeah.
So mud is good. Okay, mud is good. There's some great acupuncturists in town. There's some not so great ones. So make sure you're going somewhere that you walk out completely reset and relaxed, then you know you're going to a good acupuncturist. Because I do have people that go and they're either so stressed by the amount of supplements that the person is pushing onto them.
Right.
That's wrong. And also, if you're so stressed that the needles do not comfort you, acupuncture is then not for you.
Right.
But I think acupuncture in general to reset your body is phenomenal.
Me too.
I have some people that I absolutely adore and they do this so well. And when I didn't really believe in it, and then I went to it and I was like, what the hell was I thinking? I'm laying there in my underwear. And the next thing I knew, I was like snoring and asleep and woke up 30 minutes later, like a new human being. I'm like, that is incredible. But I think that some of their herbs are also magical. And I think the fact that these herbs have been around for thousands of years. And when you go to China, like there are pharmacies that it is all herbs.
I mean, it's insane.
Insane. They help. Other than the acupuncture, just CoQ10. It is the strongest antioxidant out there. It has been proven to reduce oxidative damage. So CoQ10 slows down the oxidative damage to all the cells of our body. So that's how we age, from our brain cells to our skin cells to our egg cells, age by oxidative damage. So that is exactly what we want to give people, to slow down the aging of their eggs.
Should we take CoQ10 if we're not trying to get pregnant?
So you don't need to take the 600 milligrams a day. So 600 milligrams a day is what studies showed that women who care about their fertility and are not done should be taking a day. The purest form of CoQ10 is called ubiquinol. If you can get your hands on it, take that one. If you can't, just any CoQ10 is still good. Men that care about fertility, one pill a day, a 200. So they sell 200s and 100s. So just make sure it's 200 milligrams a day for men, 600 milligrams for women. If you are past fertility and no longer care about fertility, I think 1 200 a day is great. So it reduces this oxidative damage to sperm and gives us the best quality sperm. And for women, it does not go back and change your eggs, but it reduces the aging of all of your eggs moving forward. And it's just a great preventative thing to do. You do not, if you're like 39 years old and about to start egg freezing, you don't have to wait a certain amount of time. This is just general stuff that's good for your overall well-being. And I like to make sure, because I did a consult the other day. She's like, well, I'll call you in 3 months when I took my medicine and my vitamins. And I'm like, no. This is good for you overall. It doesn't go back and change things. So it's good for your, if you call me at the age of 30, I'm going to put you on it and tell you to take these things. Also, a prenatal vitamin, I think, is an excellent vitamin for a reproductive age woman, even if you're not trying to have a kid or even after you've had your kids. And omega-3 DHA is also excellent. Make sure that it's not fish-based with mercury in it. I like to give the plant-based one. Any patient that does a consult with me, I give them the brands and everything like that, but it's a little complicated right now. But those are the things. Prenatal, a CoQ10, a DHA, and also vitamin D. Vitamin D affects so many things in our body that we're not sure of. And every day it's popping up more and more. And it's so simple. It's just so simple. So I think it's, and I test everyone's vitamin D, and almost every single person is deficient.
I know. So, except for Emisha. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Emisha,
so are we going to?
Has good vitamin D.
Good job, Emisha. Are we going to talk about the men now?
The men. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about
the
men.
It's interesting. Like when I started doing this, and this is crazy that I can say this. Like I started fellowship 21 years ago, and I started working 18 years ago in my field. So it's been a while. You know, the man was just like not even like alive. Like you didn't even consider that it could be the man. You know, it's just always the woman. But, and also it's gotten worse. Like sperm quality every decade is getting worse and worse and worse.
Why?
I mean, we are surrounded by toxins in every single way. You know, the other day I was talking about these like pods of coffee. Of course, my Instagram popped up the stainless steel refillable pod and all this plastic. Like we don't know. We don't know what's going on with these plastics. Like I'm getting terrified about, you know, I make my coffee in a disposable cup in the morning. I'm like, what's coming out from the chemicals of that cup into my body that's going to just kill that sperm? So
I know
what
I'm getting you for Christmas. I'm getting you the Ember.
Actually, they gave me that at work. I just don't have a plug near the cup, but I may use the cup. That cup's amazing, and I can't wait to
start
using it.
The cup is amazing. I love a Yeti cup, too.
I have one of those, and I love it. I love it. Those are great. The stainless steel, these great cups that are healthy. But we don't know what's in all these things. We just don't know what is, you know, how long did it take to figure out, like, deodorant and aluminum in it is bad for you? We don't know. There's so many things out there that we use. And I'm on this big thing, like, at home. Like, when I see something with a red color, that dye that made it red, I don't care if it's a candy that your kid just wants. I'm just so against this stuff because all of this stuff adds up.
I know.
And the more and more and more and more it adds up. Like, I don't want to have anything going in my mouth that came out of a box with an expiration date on it. And I want it to be fresh. I want it to be Mediterranean diet.
By the way, just voted again. Number one diet.
The best.
So it's awkward to have the man tested.
It's awkward. Of course it's awkward. It's not natural, but it's a lot easier than the woman doing all of her testing.
I know.
So it should be very acceptable and doable now.
I was so happy when you had to test you, but I'm like, see, it fucking be tested.
It's just an awkward thing because the whole idea of how we do it and what we do and everything is just something that's been, like, you know, talked about in so many different ways.
Here's a phone. Have at it.
Well, the days
only that, fans or whatever.
The days we had the DVDs, we used to send love the guy in my clinic that used to go and buy those. He used to go buy a few hundred of them. By the end of the year, we like had like one left. Like everyone's stealing our DVDs, but now you bring your own phone. We don't provide DVDs.
Yeah. Who's my favorite blood taker?
Desta.
Desta. Is he
best
still
human
there?
Being in the world?
Oh,
yes.
The best.
He's the best human being in the world. There's never been a place I went that someone didn't ask about him, even 10, 15 years after they had
their
baby.
Maria is pretty phenomenal. All those years you were with Maria.
I love her.
His head nurse.
She still texts me. And
she's the best.
I've been so fortunate to have such unbelievable people on my team over the years. But the man is very important. 40% of fertility issues these days goes back to the man. 40% now goes to the women, so it's about even. And there's still about 20% that we just don't know why they're not getting pregnant.
True or false, as sperm gets older, there's more, could be more
Everything.
Autism spectrum.
Yes. So there has been studies done that have shown the older the egg and the sperm, there is more risks of autism. But then again, I've seen young couples have kids with autism. There is no clear link, but there is links of men over the age of 40 increasing autism chances and also all other chromosomal abnormalities. So yes, we have gotten men who are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s gotten their wives pregnant. But there is risk using older sperm like that. And that's why we have a lot of men coming in these days also just freezing their sperm.
And do they know why autism is such on the rise?
No.
No.
I wish they did.
I know.
Because it is such a devastating, devastating disease. And I wish they did. And I wish they could figure that one out.
Recent advancements. What's happening?
I mean, lots of them. We have special kind of incubators that watch every single growth of your embryo from, like, they just take pictures and videos of it just going from one cell to two cells to four cells to eight cells. But now we have the more advanced versions of those that do it with the right humidity, like inside of your fallopian tube. You don't even have to touch the embryo for the 5 to 7 days they grow at all, zero. You don't have to take them out of an incubator and check them under a microscope. So that's amazing. The egg freezing quality has increased so much.
Why?
Because our science has gotten better. Our materials have gotten better. Our liquids, our freezing techniques, all of these things have gotten so much better that people, we hardly ever had an egg that we would thaw that wouldn't last. And in the beginning, a lot of them would thaw and like half of them would die off right then and there.
You were always so, you know, and he was always great. He'll be like, listen, go to someone else, come back to me. Like, you're very good about that. You're like, okay, if it doesn't work, try, you know what I mean? Like, but you always said, you better have a good fucking lab.
Yes. So there are, I have realized that there are some people that my personality may not be the perfect one for them as well. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know who in the world, but maybe someone. But there are a lot of great doctors in town. And there's a lot of bad doctors in town.
I know.
So there's a lot of good doctors in town. But the IVF lab is extremely, extremely important. It's as important as the team that you're going to be emailing and calls and back and forth and making sure that you are okay with them as much as you like your doctor. The lab has to be excellent because the science of what goes on in the lab has to be top notch.
Do you like what you do still?
I do.
I know you do.
So I love what I do. After 18 years of working in a clinic, a CRC, I left.
Right.
It was not being run the way I want to do medicine anymore. So when you have financial partners in a business, there's very different goals.
There's very different goals. And I think, you know, Scott and I will tell you, when you're going to see a fertility doctor in Seoul, Emisha and Mike, you're not feeling great. Like, you're already in a bad place, right? So when you're going to go to a doctor, when you're going to go to a facility, there needs to be not just money, money, money.
Right.
And I think that's what happened with your company, right?
You know, like, it's not just my company, but there are a lot of fertility centers that have been acquired by financial partners. Some financial partners have been amazing, taking the clinic to the next level, right, bringing the best of everything on board, and some have not. You know, I realized that I wanted to be very happy, and I had different goals, and I wanted to do things differently.
Because you're the man and you're fucking honest and you're a good person and you want people to feel good and get pregnant and not just be a factory. And I think a lot of times you have to be careful if anybody's listening to this podcast, like, do your homework, like, ask for their stats, right? Like, there's certain things, like Roddy, you'll say, like, you know, look at what they've done. Look at the before and after.
100%.
Like, you know.
100%. You know, I think I have a huge benefit in life now. I'm not that young anymore. So, like, there's, I guess, a benefit for aging. But when you've been doing something for, you know, 18 to 20 years, I think your reputation is out there.
Oh my God.
And I think that, you know, I was in the mall the other day with my almost 15-year-old, and the woman standing next to me was standing with a 16-year-old and looked at my daughter and said, "Your dad made her." And then I recognized her immediately.
Stop it.
Immediately. Because she sent me a holiday card every single year. And, you know, it's, I just love it when I'll just go onto my social media page, the professional one, and suddenly someone sent me, there was a patient that we loved in my clinic, and she just, her baby had the 1 month picture. And she sent me like five of them. And I got to tell you, like, I'm not just saying this. It just warmed my heart.
I know.
And so when people do these things, I think I have one of the best jobs in the world. I mean, I'm just so incredibly fortunate.
You're a human stork, really.
You also, and you take time and you're patient and like, you can ask him a million questions and you can stress. Okay, rapid fire. Last book you read.
Oh, it was a book that was sitting next to my nightstand. I think it was called The Star in the Sky. It was a Holocaust book. I can't remember, but it was about a star that this little girl who was in the Holocaust was looking at in the sky. And I loved it. I read the entire book in one day.
You're hilarious.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Fridays?
Night in or night out?
That's changed a lot. We used to be very much the night out. I'm just loving those nights in more and more every day.
Are you pool or beach?
Beach. Oh, Malibu. Yeah.
What's your superpower?
Connecting to people.
Coffee or tea?
Both.
Who is your superhero?
My mom and my wife.
Jessica's amazing. Your mom's amazing. Everybody, yeah. I mean, your sister, everybody.
My wife is a super woman in many, many ways that handles this incredibly crazy life. And my mom that I adore dearly, who has Alzheimer's, who raised, I think, really good kids. I mean, I look at my sister and I'm just so thankful. And I just know what she taught me and what she did for me and the sacrifices she made. And it's hard not to love that person so much.
She's the best. So is Jessica.
You're the best.
You're the best. We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Just relax.
I know.
I'm so intense. Like, so many exams and so much studying and so much everything. Just relax. It all kind of comes together. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I put it all together that I say that. And I hate to give that advice to someone who is already so relaxed and not organized and crazy and have a path in life. But I look back and I just feel like sometimes that A-plus personality, not A, but just type A-plus, like just kind of gets a toll on you eventually.
I know. You can find Shaheen Gadir at Dr. Shaheen Gadir. You have one of the highest pregnancy rates in the field of infertility. Also, the Huntington Reproductive Center, and they're opening their flagship in Beverly Hills if you're in. But again, you can get him all over the world. People come from China to Russia to Australia to come and see you. And you are brilliant. And I love you. And
also one more thing. We have the website, drgadir.com.
Drgadir.com.
And there's an email address that no matter who sends it to info@drgadir.com, someone is responding usually within 24 hours.
It's so good. I mean, listen, I love the site because it's a wealth of information.
Yes.
Just to kind of start the conversation. And that's what it's all about. You're the best.
I love you.
I love you. All right, you guys, make sure drgadir.com. Love you.
Love you too.
We'll see you guys next week.
Nice to see you too, Amisha.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.